For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team in Huntsville, Alabama this weekend to take on the Chargers, joined by goalie Reed Mimick. Winning his first game of the year, a tie last week. Congratulations on a great couple of weeks.
Thank you very much.
You looked a lot more comfortable this past Saturday than you did a week before. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think it's pretty fair. It's nice to kind of get games back-to-back weekends and just kind of grow from there.
It had been a long time since you had played. How'd you approach that game against Alaska?
You know, I really just kind of relied on things that I did to get success in juniors. Obviously, the game I had against Miami didn't go as I had hoped. And I had quite a bit of success in juniors before I came in. So it was a thing to just kind of sit back and relax and say, hey, same game, different pace. Just relax and do what you did to be successful before.
Obviously, the team is... struggled a little bit scoring goals when you needed to, finishing games out. You guys couldn't have played any better than you did on Saturday. How frustrated is that locker room right now?
You know, I think we're a little snake bitten as a whole right now, but they're going to come. There's no question. We ran into a pretty hot goalie last weekend. He had two great games, and we had great opportunities. I think it's just now a matter of focusing when we do see that open net to finally not necessarily put it into the goalie, but through the goalie now. So I think we're going to bury. I hope this weekend we really come ready to get a few points here because we need four on the road.
Whole team is on this trip, being that there is no school. What's it like to bond with a whole team on a road like this?
It's nice, you know. In juniors, you're kind of like this every weekend. You're with the team all the time. Here in college, you don't really get those opportunities to kind of sit down and really kind of hang out with your teammates, whereas here, you know, we have a long travel day with the plane, and you're sitting with different teammates, different walks of life as well on the plane. So it's kind of nice now to sit down, relax, and just have a day to not really worry about anything but getting to know each other.
How closely do you and Jesse and Bits help each other?
Oh, there's no question that there's some healthy competition between the three of us. There's mutual respect. Like I mentioned before, we have three great goaltenders on this team that could easily be number ones on any, you know, other programs as well. So we're supportive when the other one's in net, and we're competitive out there in practice. You know, we want to be the best we can, and we see that using each other as competition is what's going to get us there.
My memory serves me correctly, you have not been in this building. When you get to a building that you haven't played before, what's the first thing that you're doing to kind of get the layout of the land, so to speak, and figure out what the backdrop of the shot's going to be?
Well, that's all going to start here in a few minutes in practice. You know, sit down and get out there on the ice, take it all in and take the angles, throw a few pucks around the boards, take some shots from the boys, and then it's just going to be rely on what I've done to be successful in the past. It's, you know, same puck, same ice, just get in front of it.
How different is one building to the next?
Well, I think you know, Schultzy, that a lot of them are very similar, except for when you run to Ferris. Ferris is kind of a little war zone there, and you know, it seems like you could almost shake hands with the goalie during the middle of the game. It seems so close there, but definitely different atmospheres, and that's when you really just need to rely on kind of making it your own home rink. Take comfort in knowing that, you know, blue line's a blue line, red line's a red line, and get out there and do what you know how to do.
Best of luck.
Thank you very much.